The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth face as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. So today too, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to be discussing one of those challenges, and this program will inshallah azza wa jal be filled with beautiful Islamic guidance as well. But before we go any further, let's remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So recite salawat in large numbers, once, 10 times, 100 times, 1000 times, the more salawat you recite, the more mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal you will enjoy descending upon you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today we have a wonderful, important topic of discussion, and that is the art of Islamic conversation. Yes, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, people love to converse, people want to converse, they want to engage in conversation. That's the means of us knowing other people, it's the means of other people getting to know us, and it's the means of making good relationships, good friendships, good inroads, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. But we must know the art of conversation, and more importantly, the Islamic way of conversation, and that is what we're going to be discussing today, inshallah azza wa jal. First, let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Refresh our spirits, feel our iman being rejuvenated, and as we get back, we'll go back into our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
Madine wale mera salam kehna tu salam se ro ro ke kehna tu salam se ro ro ke kehna zaire taba roze pe ja kar tu salam se ro ro ke kehna mere gham ka fasana suna kar mere gham ka fasana suna ke tu salam se ro ro ke kehna madine wale tu salam se ro ro ke kehna tu salam se ro ro ke kehna teri qis mujhko rula kar aah jata hai mujhko rula kar tu salam se ro ro ke kehna madine wale
salam
جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, با ادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, با ادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, مدینے والے سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہو تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہو, الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ, الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ, اسألک الشفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ, اسألک الشفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ, اسألک الشفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ, زائر قبر منور کی شفاعت ہوگی, ہے یہی آپ کا فرمان, مدینے والے میں بھی تو زائر روزہ ہوں, رسول عربی مجھ کو مت بھولنا, سلطان مدینے والے, جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہوں تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہوں, میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر, میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, مدینے والے سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, وہ شہیدوں کے سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ, وہ شہیدوں کے سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ, تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر, تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا، وہ مدینے کے مدنی نظارے دلکشوں دل کشا پیارے پیارے، وہ مدینے کے مدنی نظارے دلکشوں دل کشا پیارے پیارے، ان نظاروں پہ قربان جا کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا، مدینے والے سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا، کہنا عطار ہے شاہ عالی ہے فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی، کہنا عطار ہے شاہ عالی ہے فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی، سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر، تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا، مدینے سلام سے رو رو
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Every time we listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of serenity we feel descending upon our hearts. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Now let's get back into today's topic of discussion, and that is the art of Islamic conversation. Yes, we are talking about the art of conversation and Islamic guidance on this matter. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Firstly, we just mentioned just now regarding conversation and the importance of conversation. We need to converse with people. Yes, we are living in the dunya with other people. We are living with them in the dunya and they are living with us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And conversing with them is a means of us getting to know others and others getting to know us. It's a means of solving many difficulties. It's a means of us being able to receive mashwara, receive suggestions from other people, as well as share our suggestions with others for our ease and for their ease. However, those who partake in conversation in the proper way according to the Islamic guidance given by our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, given by this beautiful deen of Islam, then alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, they engage in beneficial conversation. That conversation benefits them and benefits others. However, those who don't know this art and stay away from learning this art, unfortunately, their conversations don't go very well, number one. And secondly, their conversations are not usually beneficial. And as a result, they lose many benefits that can come forth from those very conversations. So today, we are going to discuss that in a little more detail. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, many youth do feel that I have difficulty conversing with people. I have difficulty getting into a conversation. Sometimes we shy away from conversations. We don't want to converse with people. However, there are many benefits that we will receive from conversing with people or engaging in conversations. Now, let's say someone has set their mind that I do want to engage in conversation and beneficial conversation. But now, how do I start a conversation? How do I get going with the conversation? This is a common challenge that many youth do face. So if you do face that challenge, it's not a problem. Don't consider it a difficulty that's too big to manage, too big to bear, and too big to overcome. It's just a challenge that many youth do face. So let's discuss one of the first points of getting into conversation and getting into beneficial conversations is our niyyah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And the first step to getting into conversation, to being able to converse with people, is to keep a pleasant and a welcoming face. Our facial expressions should be pleasant. They should be welcoming. People should see us and know that they can converse with us. We should be approachable. And one of the best ways to appear approachable is to adopt the beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is to smile. Yes, if we smile, we are seen as approachable. Alhamdulillah. So smile in abundance. If we smile with the intention that we're following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the right times, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will also attain thawab, reward for smiling. For example, one Islamic brother is meeting another Islamic brother, he should smile. One Islamic brother looks towards another Islamic brother, both of them should smile and they should offer salam to each other. Now, when we smile and we maintain a pleasant and a welcoming face or facial expressions, then people are more likely to feel comfortable to converse with us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. From there, where do we start? Well, we start by salam. We start by salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the beautiful Islamic greeting that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. And there's so much of benefit in it for us as well. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us of the thawab that we receive when we make salam. The one who says assalamu alaikum receives 10 rewards. The one who says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah receives 20 rewards. The one who says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, such a person receives 30 rewards. Subhanallah. Be the first to greet. For being the first to greet is a sign of humbleness. Alhamdulillah. And everyone loves humble people. Nobody wants to be in the company of a person who is arrogant, of a person who doesn't want to greet, or if he or she is greeted, then he or she does not respond. People consider these signs of arrogance. And we should not follow such a path. We should be humble beings that offer salam first. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Now, we offer salam before our conversation and at the end of our conversation. We meet warmly. If one Islamic brother is meeting another Islamic brother, he should meet in such a warm way that the person feels welcome, that the person feels that I can now speak to such a person. Now, before we get any further into conversation, after salam and a warm welcoming face, to hold conversation well, we have to be good listeners. Yes, we think conversation is about speaking. No, conversation is about speaking, but more importantly, it's about listening. People take well to people who will listen to them. And this is another beautiful characteristic we see from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was a great listener. He was an amazing listener, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if others spoke, he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will give them a chance to speak. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would even encourage other people to speak and to share his ideas. He's the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would seek mashwara, seek suggestions from his blessed ashab, subhanallah, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pay attention and would attentively listen to their suggestions. So it's important for us to be good listeners, to give the speaker our full attention, to allow for people to also air what it is that they want to speak, and listen where possible. We can make eye contact as well. Yes, there is a due place for each thing, and therefore with eye contact as well, it's important not just to stare at someone in such a way that they feel uncomfortable in your presence. No, rather from time to time, eye contact can be made. Yes, if one is speaking to an elder, one is speaking to their teacher, one is speaking to their murshid, one is speaking to their parent, then in that case, they might lower their gaze because of adab, due to respect, that is fine, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. But if we're speaking to someone and we're looking in the opposite direction, or we're looking in another direction whilst we are speaking to them or they are speaking to us, then it would appear that we are uninterested in the conversation. And such a conversation is quite unlikely to go in the way that we want it to go in, to go well. So listen attentively, give importance to the speaker. Give importance to the words that the speaker is mentioning, is saying. So when we give attention to others in their speech, then they will in turn give attention to us when we are speaking. So a conversation is a two-way street. One is speaking and the other is listening. And then the other speaks and the first person listens. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So another important point that we just learned is to be a good listener as well, to listen attentively. Then when it's our turn to speak, there are a few things that we do need to pay attention to as well. One is that we should not speak loudly. Tone is important. Our tone, our pitch, our volume within our speech is of utmost importance because it delivers a lot of the message that we want to give. If we speak to someone in a gruff, hard, tough voice and a loud voice, the person feels like we're scolding them. Immediately, such a person will try to pull away from that conversation, from speaking to that person, because the person sounds like they are scolding them, like they are taking off with them. Rather, if we speak to people in a soft way, in a kind way, in a polite way, then inshallah azza wa jal, they will want to listen to us. You would also notice that people who are very loud, people don't pay attention to them whilst they are speaking, whilst people who speak softly, people who speak politely, the entire room adopts silence when such a person speaks because everyone wants to hear that person. Now we must also ensure that when we are speaking, we are not speaking so softly that people have difficulty hearing us. Yes, we should speak in such a tone, at such a volume that is comfortable for the listener to pay attention to and to hear without being distracted, nor being afraid, no getting bored with our speech. So we speak in such a tone that they can hear us clearly and it's easy for them to pay attention. Some tend to speak very softly. It becomes very difficult for people to hear them. And after some time, people lose interest because they can't hear what is being spoken. Some people speak very loudly and that causes people to just shut down and not to pay attention to their speech. So speak in a good, moderate tone, leaning towards softness rather than loudness or harshness. Whilst we are speaking as well, ensure that we avoid harmful speech. We don't backbite about anyone. We don't slander against anyone. Our speech is not insulting to the next person. Yes, people pay attention to this, and we are sinful if we lie in our speech, if we backbite in our speech, if we slander people in our speech, if we wrongfully accuse people of things in our speech. Remember that if a person is backbiting to you about others, it is possible that they're backbiting to others about you. If a person is slandering other people in your presence, it's possible that they could slander you. Now, do we want to be such people who backbite against others and then cause others to think badly of us, not to want our company? No. Ensure that in our conversation, we save ourselves from haram. We save ourselves from lying, from backbiting, from slandering, from gossip. This should not be included in the conversation of a believer. A believer should speak good or remain silent. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the one who believes in Allah Azza wa Jal and the last day should speak good or remain silent. So, silence is better than evil speech. If someone is going to lie and backbite and slander, it's better that such a person adopts silence. But good speech is better than silence. For when we speak good, when we give the invitation towards righteousness, towards goodness, we attain thawab from such beautiful words. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We should also ensure that the topic of discussion is a beneficial topic of discussion. Many a times we might just end up falling prey to useless speech. And therefore, it is important that from the word go, meaning from the beginning, we decide that we want to discuss things that are beneficial. Beneficial at least, either beneficial for our akhirah and our dunya, or at least beneficial for our dunya. It shouldn't be such that we are speaking of something that has completely no benefit attached to it. Yes, if there is a worldly benefit, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, it's fine. If there is an ukhrawi benefit, a benefit for our hereafter, that is even better. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, like inviting people towards righteousness. There should be some invitation towards righteousness in our speech. Our speeches should have, our conversations should have some Islamic link. And a very beautiful thing to do in conversation as well, or at least when we are meeting for conversation, is to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So within our conversations, within our speech, within our greeting, some amount of salawat should be recited. Some goodness should be spoken about. Some sort of beneficial speech should be spoken about. And so it's important, as we mentioned, to ensure that our conversations are based on beneficial topics so that we don't just busy ourselves in idle talk. Sometimes people say, we're just killing time. That's not the way we should be conversing. We shouldn't be conversing with people just to pass time, just to kill time. No, some benefit must come from that conversation. Now, when we are speaking to people, many a times we speak to various people of different backgrounds, of different age groups, of different levels of honor or respect in society as well. It's important to keep in mind who we are speaking to. If we are speaking to an elder, then we need to consider their age. We need to consider their social status. We need to consider who the person we are speaking to is. If we are speaking to a child too, we need to consider that this is a child and therefore I need to speak on the level of the child. We don't just speak on one level to everyone, no. We have a certain level of speaking to a child, a certain level of speaking to someone who is of our age, and a certain level of honor and respect when we are speaking to elders. If someone is very old and we are conversing with them, then we need to keep in mind that this is a very elderly person. They might not be able to hear me clearly. Therefore, I might have to repeat myself. I might have to use hand gestures in order to reiterate that which I want to deliver, that which I want to say. I need to be clear to ensure that my lips can be read clearly as well, and I need to give them their due respect, for they are elder than me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the speech of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clear. It was always clear, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also repeat certain important points. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also repeat certain important points, such that the Sahaba ikram, when listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would find such clarity in his blessed speech and would find that where there are important points to note, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repeat himself, such that the Sahaba ikram would memorize the speech of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wonderful. Important etiquettes within conversation was taught by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If only we can adopt this, and if we do adopt it, then we'll master that art of conversation. We'll ensure that our speech is not hurtful towards anyone. We'll ensure that our body language is not hurtful towards anyone. Yes, part of speech is also body language. It's our facial expressions. It's our appearance in front of the next person. All of this holds important place in conversation. Body language too can become offensive. If we are too harsh with our body languages, people might feel offended. People might be repelled by us. But if our body language is showing that which we intend to deliver in a soft way, in a kind way, then subhanallah azza wa jal, it can actually be a means of people understanding us better. It can actually be welcoming to people because we ensure that we use positive and soft, kind and gentle body language. At the same time, remember our facial expressions are important as well. From time to time, don't forget to smile. When we are speaking to those who are close to us, sometimes we forget to smile. Sometimes we forget to be jolly. Sometimes we forget to show a good, positive mood. But they too are deserving of that positivity. So ensure that we do speak to people showing positivity with good hand gestures, with a good smiling face, in a kind, in a polite tone, and we are good listeners. We ensure that we listen to the next person, not that we interrupt everything that they say. People don't enjoy a conversation with someone who constantly interrupts them. When it is the next person's turn to speak, we need to give them a turn. And if we need to give them their turn first, then let us do so. Sometimes we could simply ask a question, ask one or two things, and let them speak a little. When people find that you are a good listener, then when it's your turn to speak, they too will be good listeners. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to act upon the good that we learned in today's program. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.